Romans chapter 5, verse 1, a great reminder for you and for me as we get ready for a brand new week. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Oh, friend, as we see the patience and love and grace from our Heavenly Father, let us imitate that here this week. Great reminder today from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Friend, good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this 19th day of September. And by the way, this weekend, the final weekend of summer as fall officially begins on Wednesday. Hey there, it's Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship today. It's a program that, well, that's all about Christ. We have scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. My heart is that you will be edified here today in these next 30 minutes. Let's start things off as we lift up the name of Jesus here on Sunday Worship. Just a great weekend. This is Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Horses are, they're kind of high-strung animals, and they're easily spooked. And that's partly because of their marginal vision. It's limited. They can see what's in front of them, but anything coming from the left or the right just startles them, and they're easily distracted by objects. And that's why you see those blinders on those horses. Those blinders keep them focused on what's before them. And friend, how many of us know that Christians need blinders too? You know, Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? The psalmist said, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. Friend, much of today's evil comes in a visual form on TV and movies and screens and computers and devices and so forth. Make a covenant with your eyes not to look at unholy images, and ask God to turn your eyes away from those wicked things. Let your eyes look straight ahead.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. When fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. He stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
I wondered how to come to you. I did not dare believe it true that you regard the orphaned ones, beloved daughters, worthy sons. Broken and the barren too, I heard could find some rest in you. What kind of love in injury's place would leave instead the stain of grace? So I come in sorrow, I come in shame, I come to the cross with my just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come,
preparing our hearts on His Majesty, King Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll. Connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. That's K-R-O-L, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. And your kids, how are they doing? Are they getting back into the swing of things? I was reading just the other week about pediatricians, how they are concerned that many kids today are carrying too much weight in the school backpacks, lugging around that heavy burden around all day, they were saying, can trigger chronic back, neck, and shoulder pain. And some even say that it can lead to scoliosis. Isn't that interesting? You know, friend, many of us carry around burdens that are too heavy. God's word says in Exodus 6:7, I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens Jesus said in Matthew 11:30, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friend, is your backpack too heavy? Cast your cares upon him today by faith. And as the psalmist said, praise be to the Lord who daily bears our burdens.
You have made a place where love and wrath run wild. The penalty and grace are finally reconciled. You have made a way, the broken can be whole again. At the cross, your glory bore my shame. At the cross, you suffered in my place. You gave everything. Purchased peace. The innocent was bound to set the captives free. There you made a way. The lost are welcomed home
listening to Sunday Worship.
I hear the roar.
Singing about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are listening to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. And if you've ever been in a hotel room and you can hear the people talking next door, or you might hear their TV on or whatnot, you might want to turn maybe the radio on sometimes to kind of drown that noise out. And that radio, for a lot of people, creates that white noise, right? There's even apps, too, for white noise generators you can download on your phone. And, you know, friend, without even knowing it, we live in a world that's filled with lots of white noise. I mean, thousands of voices and sounds compete for our brain's attention. Really think about that for a second. And the problem is that they do their job too well. Friend, whose voice is competing for your attention today? Friend, make it a point today, this week, to isolate the important voice and give him your full attention. Jesus said, "My sheep, they know my voice."
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Cause you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working.